Great evening, great evening, great evening. Hey, folks. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:28 a.m. Happy Saturday. Okay? And I'm live. To give all of you the opportunity to pick my brain here. How's everybody doing tonight? Or shall I say this morning? You know, today I had a fantastic day. I woke up grateful and excited about the present. Not the future or the past. The present moment. And it felt good. You know, and I would like to suggest that I would like you to start or to begin to be grateful about the present. Just where you are right now in your life. And real briefly, before I answer questions, I want to talk about negativity and, you know, negative thoughts. So many of you want to get rid of negative thoughts. You know, this is a question that has permeated my community for years now. Wesley, how do I get rid of my negative thoughts? How do I get rid of my negative thoughts? My negative thoughts are stopping me from manifesting my dreams. And I'm here to tell you that you're wrong, my friend. I'm here to tell you that, for one, you shouldn't run away from negative thoughts and not want to have negative thoughts. Because negative thoughts are indicators. You know, when you have a negative thought, a negative feeling about something, that means it's time for you to take action. If you're working at a job that is sucking the energy and life out of you, and you're miserable, well, it's time to take action. If you're in a relationship or in a marriage that's toxic, that doesn't serve you or the other person, well, it's time to take action. So negative thoughts are like indicators. It's indicators that you need to do something about the situation. A lot of you say, well, I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of the same paycheck every week. I'm tired of this relationship. I'm tired of failing. Well, all that means is it's time for you to do something different. So, in actuality, we don't want to get rid of negativity. Negativity or negative thoughts are indicators that it's time for us to take action. How do I know this? Because, you know, before I became a millionaire, I worked at a job and the job was sucking the energy out of me. I was making good money, but I was just tired and I was just sick and tired of jumping on calls, flying to another state or another city to fix something, getting called at 1 o'clock in the morning because I was on call. So you say that was a negative experience. Well, that negative experience caused me to quit my job. It's the reason why I'm rich today. Because if I didn't think negatively about that situation, or if I felt that it didn't bother me or irritate me, I would have stayed at the job. Are you with me here? So you have to thank God or whoever you believe. You have to thank God, the universe, for negative experiences. Okay? Because there's a lesson there. And if you want to go deeper, come to the word go deeper. If you want me to go deeper right now. If you really want to go deeper, there's no such thing as an actual negative experience. Which means is you have to label an experience negatively for it to be negative. that you have to do that. You have to say, well, you know, this is a negative experience. I lost some money. This is a negative experience. Somebody cheated on me. This is a negative experience. My business is not working the way I would like it to work. It's negative. Nah. The question is, and we're not taught this as younger individuals, the question is, does it have to be negative? Okay? That's the question, hey, Nina. See, Nina says, my life expanded when my husband left me. Exactly. You know what I tell people when they share their divorce with me? You know, many people, I was having a conversation today with my assistant, and we were just talking about how people just tend to tell me everything. They get very comfortable with me, and they just tend to unload, you know, just vent or share how they feel because I give them the space to do it. But you know what I tell married people that are divorced now or that are going through a divorce? I say, congratulations. I'm not going to say, oh my God, I'm sorry. Why would I say I'm sorry? I mean, if a couple decides to divorce, that means there were some problems. There was some toxicity in that relationship. So I tell them, congratulations, young lady. You got rid of that cheater or that disloyal guy or that dusty, like you guys call him, or that unproductive individual. Kudos to you. All right? If you start to realize that, you know, while we live on the planet, that we're just having experiences and we can define and label what these experiences means to us. Well, if you're able to do that, there's nothing that you can't have on this planet. If you're able to do that, you can manifest anything. You know, I got some advice years ago from a neuroscientist. And I asked him, I said, what is one of the key things or one of the key skills that you think all people need to be extremely successful in life? And this is the time that I was really indulging and immersing myself in books and seminars and just asking a lot of questions. And I met this neuroscientist in Vegas accidentally. And I said, what is the one skill that everybody needs to be successful? And you know what he said? He said, emotional regulation. A person that cannot manage or regulate his or her emotions will never be successful. And he's so right. You know, because like when you're starting a business and trying to build a business, how you manage how you feel while developing the business is going to determine how great the business will be. Like if you are running a company or a business and it's not going the way that you would like it to go and you get upset and irritated and mad, well, that's a lack of emotional regulation. Because even as a CEO of a company, you have to always be enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, you got to see what the employees don't see. Because sometimes your employees, they just see the pain, the challenges, and the adversity. But you as the CEO has to see the vision. Does that make sense? So the man or woman that is able to emotionally regulate him or herself tends to succeed faster. But that was my two cents. Any questions for me before I let you go? Any questions here? comment below, I needed this, if you feel that you needed this. You know, the reason why I give it to you like this is because we didn't get it when we were children. As a teenager, I didn't know anything about emotional regulation. I didn't know that I didn't have to be negative, or I didn't have to associate my experiences with negativity. You know, I thought it was just normal to be negative. I thought it was just normal to be upset and irritated. Like I had no choice. But now you realize you have a choice. But the tough part is, you know, majority of the people that you are around, you know, they believe they don't have a choice. They believe that it's hard. Life is hard. Everything is hard. Life is stressful. That's unfortunately a lot of people's beliefs. People believe that there's such thing as bad days. I don't believe in bad days. How can a day be bad? Like an entire day? Yeah. But that'll let you know something, that as people, we just tend to follow the masses. And what I want you to know is that you're following the wrong person. You know, your friend group, your family, your mom, your dad, you're following the wrong people. And some of you are not going to realize this or listen to this until you're 40, 50, or 60 years old. Okay? Questions for me? You're very welcome, Nina. What's next? That's right. I see that. I see a lot of people coming below. I needed this. Somebody said, how do you master your emotions? Easy. You have to become aware of them. When you know you're not feeling your best, you may feel stressed, overwhelmed, irritated, annoyed at something. You have to ask yourself a question. Because first you got to be aware that you are feeling this way. Okay? To be aware means to recognize that I'm feeling a way that I don't want to feel. So you first have to ask yourself, okay, why am I feeling this way? Well, because this happened. Then you have to ask yourself another question. Well, how long do you want to feel this way? Like, how long do you want to be irritated? How long do you want to be depressed? How long do you want to be sad? How long do you want to be upset? How long do you want to be resentful? Because, you know, whatever negative emotion that you feel, you have to remember that you are the person that decides how long you're going to experience that emotion. You make a decision. You know, you can be pissed off for weeks if you want to. Some people, years. Right? You can be annoyed for months. You could be depressed for years if you want to. So the question is, how long do I want to feel this way? See, the power is in the questions, ladies and gentlemen. Right there below. That's where the power is, in the questions. Okay? If you learn to ask better questions, then you will start to create a better life. What do you do when you know that you're going to accomplish what you want, but everything around you, work-related, is against you? And that's fine. Let it be against you. I mean, you ever watch a football game? You know what makes the football game interesting? Because you have two teams that are trying to stop each other from running inside the zone. But say if it was only one team with no opposing team, that'd be boring. No one would watch that. So to have something against you, that's what makes it more fun. See, to watch two professional teams go against each other, smash each other heads together, That's exciting. So think of your opposition. Okay. Or whatever or whoever's against you. It's exciting. Okay. It's exciting when people are against you or tease you or talk about you and say, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. That's exciting. It's opposition. And that's when you, I remember Dana White, the guy that owns UFC, he said he loves when people tell him that I can't do something. He loves it. He said, that's all you need. I remember a conversation like it was yesterday. I had my father before I was rich, and I told him I was going to buy a Lamborghini, and he was laughing with my brother, like, well, I got to see it to believe it. I don't believe that. I mean, I got to see it first. And let me tell you something. They drove me. They gave me the fuel to say, okay, no problem. I'm going to show you. And I did. Okay. So all negative thoughts are not bad thoughts. All negative experiences are not negative experiences. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Smash the like button if you're getting value here tonight, because I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to jump on here for a second to let you know that if you're going to be mad, depressed, upset, irritated, annoyed, overwhelmed, stressed out, ask yourself, how long do you want to be stressed out, Mr. Virgin, or whatever your name is? Like, how long do you want to experience this emotion? You know, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a week, a month. Then we say, well, you know, I don't want to feel like this too long. Well, how would you like to feel? See how the questions are so powerful. How would you like to feel? Well, I want to feel blessed and empowered. I want to feel rich and wealthy. I want to feel good. So what do you need to think about to feel that way? You see how powerful it is? It's so easy. You know, the people that go to psychologists, I don't think it's necessary. Just ask yourself better questions. And once you begin to ask yourself better questions, you will soon have a better life. Hey, much love, folks. I love you. Thanks for the likes and the shares now. Thanks for the tags you've tagged below now as well. Much love. And let's go.